Johnny Payne is an author that teaches creative writing in Alaska. He's recently published two books, a novel in Spanish titled La Muerte de Papi, and a book of poems published by El Paso-based Mouthfeel Press. Today, we'll talk to him about these two works of literature. Johnny, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be on your program.
So nice to talk to you all the way from Alaska. How are things over there?
Well, I just spent 4 days in a row skiing, so I can't really complain. You know, the sky's blue. It is supposed to get really cold, but it's beautiful, and I love it here.
It says here, I was reading about you, that you founded the Bilingual MFA in Creative Writing at UTEP. Is that what you're doing in Alaska now?
No, I've gone back to being a professor, so I'm writing and teaching creative writing. I've had enough years of being an administrator because I also founded an MFA in Florida, but the Bilingual MFA is something special. I went specifically to UTEP to do that. That's what took me there. The demographics of the place are already extraordinary. You already have a very strong bilingual population that draws from the immediate area, from Mexico, from New Mexico, from Western Texas. And a lot of what we did also were to continue to bring more Latin American students. So we had a very healthy and vibrant mix of students from all over Latin America, as well as the regions of the southwestern U.S.
And what is it that attracts you so much to the Spanish language?
Well, I've been fluent since I'm 15. I don't look like I should be, but really, as we know, surname, skin color, nationality, you know, you can't really draw too much by that. So I used to tell my students, you know, I've actually been speaking Spanish longer than you have. It's always been a part of my professional life. I spent some years in Peru early on. And so it really, you know, it's always been, and in fact, the first poetry I really read intensively was in Spanish. So that was kind of my literary tradition, I guess you would say.
And La Muerte de Papi is written in Spanish. When you write, are you thinking in English and writing in Spanish, or are you?
No.
How does that process work?
I'm completely bilingual. And for heaven's sake, I used to dream in Spanish when I was 19. So creatively, when you work, whatever comes out of the subconscious just comes. So if I hadn't published a novel in Spanish before, it's just because the novel didn't require it. But this novel could not have been written in any other language. It just came into my mind in Spanish. So at no point was I ever thinking through a filter of language. I was just writing, just like I would write anything.
And tell us about the book.
It kind of distills for me, you know, at least a couple of decades or three decades of living, thinking about Latin America, its culture, politics in particular, its history. And so I really had this desire to write about a guy who is the son of a what was a patrician family who had great sway in politics. And he's really more of a barfly. He's a skirt chaser. He studied philosophy, but he never uses it. He's a chain smoker. He drinks coffee and booze all day long. So I sort of had that idea of it's almost like being there, you know, where the least likely person ascends to the presidency and has a lot of crazy adventures along the way, meets a lot of strange people, and somehow just finds his destiny. It's obviously humorous. It's very satirical. Kind of in a sharp way and kind of in a sweet way. But that's the essence of the book.
It sounds like being an English major. I mean, other than the part where you end up the president, but it sounds like a lot of liberal arts students we know around here.
Well, you mean in terms of the kind of bohemian life and kind of just only gradually getting to your goal?
Yes, exactly. We all have that type of friend.
I hope anybody who reads it can find something of themselves in it. That's my intention. I think there's a little bit of Alex in all of us.
And your book of poems, what's it called?
It's called Vassal, V-A-S-S-A-L, Vassal.
And that was published by a local press here. What can you tell us about your collection of poems and the Mouthfeel Press?
Well, I'll start first with Mouthfeel Press. It's just a wonderful press. It's on the par with any independent press publishing in America, as far as I'm concerned. They have a really strong identity. They do a lot of bilingual work, although my book isn't bilingual. They do a lot of up-and-coming poets from the region in particular. but just a really strong voice. Maria Maloney is a real smart editor. She chooses good projects. It was wonderful to work with her. I mean, I felt like we were really partners, and she kind of really had a hand in the creative process, which is unusual for me. So props to her and to the press, and I hope more people become aware of it. As for my book, I've always been very attached to Homer's Odyssey. Since I was a kid, actually 10 years old, with a wonderful teacher, elementary school teacher in Kentucky, Mrs. Fairchild, who read us the entire Odyssey over the course of the year. I mean, I don't mean an abridged version. I mean the
Odyssey. Whole thing.
And, you know, she just had confidence that we would be able to understand it. It's a great adventure story with all kinds of gods and monsters and cool stuff that a 10-year-old boy would be interested in. That was really my first formative literary experience. And after all these years, I came fully back to it. I just picked it up and started reading it one day. And I said, I kind of identify with this guy. He's at a certain age where he's, let's say he's an aging warrior. He's not old, but he's not young either. He's kind of in the middle. He's strong, but he's got some, little bit of arthritis in his hands, and you know, he's just gone through the battle of life. So I had this idea of writing really in a very personal way through the Odyssey, through myth, and through the heroic, a story that I wanted to tell about, I think that a lot of people can relate to. So the book is set kind of ambiguously in the modern era and in the classic era, and it kind of straddles those two.
So, Johnny, we've talked about La Muerte de Papi and Vassal. Now, how can people get their hands on your works?
I certainly Mouthfeel Press. You just go into mouthfeelpress.com. You can order immediately on PayPal. It's very easy to get, just like getting it off Amazon. It is also on Amazon if people want to do that for convenience. And La Muerte de Papi is also on Amazon, probably the easiest way to get it.
Okay. Well, we thank you for taking the time for talking to us. Johnny Payne is an author that teaches creative writing in Alaska. He's recently published two books, La Muerte de Papi and Vassal, which you can find on Amazon, or you can find Vassal on the Mouthfeel Press website. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Thank you, Marina. It's a pleasure talking to you today.